Oh, hello there, Makadi Linjani. My name is Larry Queen, and I with yet another very exciting episode of the DSTV pod. Yes, warm welcome, because it's a bit cold in the evenings these days, isn't it? But DSTV keeps you warm, you stay inside, and you get to watch your favorite kind of shows. My name is Larry Queen, and every 2 weeks, you and I delve into the universe that is DSTV and all its associated products, giving you tips, tricks and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. Yes, get it? Feel every moment. So many moments felt this year and so many more that I'm going to share with you as we go through this program. Now, on today's show, we will talk about the sports coverage currently on DSTV, including Zimbabwe's participation at the Netball World Cup. And I also talked to the head of sport at ZTN Prime about some exciting sports offering they have at the moment, plus new shows that are coming to your TV as well as Showmax. All this and more. Let's get into the pod. So, if you're living in Harare at the moment, or just passing by, or just swinging by, or you know of Harare, then you'll know the big show in town is the inaugural Zim Cyber City Zim Afro T10 Cricket Tournament, taking place at Harare Sports Club. Now, if you're not in Harare, this is what's happening. Five teams, the Bulawayo Braves, Harare Hurricanes, Durban Calanders, Durban Joburg Buffaloes, and the Cape Town Stamp Army are in action. And guess what? The matches are all on Zimbabwe's newest channels, one of Zimbabwe's newest channels, ZTN Prime on DSTV channel 294. And I spoke to their head of sport, Tafadzwa Tichawangana, also known as Mr. Tich, and he tells me about it all.
Tafadzwa Tichawangana, a.k.a. Mr. Tich. Great cricket tournament at the moment, the Zim Afro T10, brought to you by Zim Cyber City and powered by WinBuzz. You're part of this from ZTN Prime. Tell us about, first of all, the competition and the role that ZTN Prime is playing.
I think I'll start talking about the competition. I think going into the final round robin matches tomorrow, I think every single team has got a chance to make the playoffs. So that's exciting. And, you know, this is the first of its kind tournament. So I think for a lot of us, even as broadcasters, we've been learning on the job in terms of how to try and package and manage this, given that we've never had a T10 franchise tournament of this nature. So it's been entertaining. We saw fashion shows, there's entertainment, but there's also some big sixes. I think we've got above the 200 mark in terms of sixes today. So I think in terms of quality of competition, it's exceeded expectations.
And then look at ZTN Prime. Normally people talk about you, they think about football and nothing else. Getting into the cricket market.
I think it's part of our deliberate effort to diversify in terms of our programming. So we really want to cover other sports. I think football was just an entry point for us in terms of penetrating the market. Because I think, yes, we appreciate that cricket has been growing steadily and probably in terms of the immediate, it's probably the most popular sport. But traditionally, football has always been the number one sport, which makes sense for us in terms of why we started with that. But we are trying to diversify. Cricket was our next port of call, and I think when we got this deal with the T10 Global Sports, we couldn't turn it down. And I think in terms of our visibility, it's really helped us grow by leaps and bounds, because the audience that maybe doesn't necessarily appreciate local football has got an option in terms of the cricket. And I think our next port of call is going to be school sports.
And then DSTV is a platform that you broadcast on. How important is that in as far as your reach and that sort of thing?
I think in terms of our platform on DSTV, I think it speaks to what we are trying to achieve. It's very aspirational, and it gives us a platform and an access to our required audience. So I think in terms of that, we're very grateful for the opportunity that we've been given by MultiChoice to have our content played out on DSTV.
And one more, what's your pitch to people who, that's for why they should be watching ZTN Prime for sport?
ZTN Prime helps you get the picture. Right now, you know, cricket is the hottest thing in town, and this is the only place you can watch the Zim Afro T10.
So we need to read all of this in the next 30 seconds, okay?
All of it? Do they really offer all this?
Yep, let's give it a go.
all the goals, clashes and moments. All of Rashford, Salah and Saka. All 380 games, all in HD. Available in all the languages you want, on all the devices you enjoy. And choose the package you want and afford from $13. T's and C's apply. The Premier League, all on DStv.
And more sports action. Zimbabwe's netball team is at the World Cup in Cape Town and all matches are on Super Sports special Here for Her channel. Now, this is what you normally know as Super Sport Variety 3, and that's channel 228. That's where all the matches are taking place. And our girls kick off their tournament on Friday, 28 July at 8 a.m. against Australia. Then Fiji the next day at 9 a.m. And then Tonga at 6 p.m. on Sunday. The Super Sport Here for Her channel has been active since July 17 and is available from DStv Access to Premium Package. And finally, more on sport. There is the FIFA Women's World Cup currently on SuperSport. All matches, yes, all matches are available because we're here for her.
Need an easier way to pay your DStv account? There's Mukuru for that. DStv payments can be made at over 200 Mukuru branches and booths across all towns in Zimbabwe, from Harare to Mutare, Kwekwe to Kariba. Plus, pay as little as $1 in fees when paying with Mukuru. Simply WhatsApp +263 867 700 9604 and select the buy pay option to get started. Mukuru.
And now away from sport, what else is on TV? Season 2 of Sex and the City's spin-off, And Just Like That, premiered on Mnet on Monday, 17 July at 2100 hours. Carrie, Miranda and Charlotte return with a cameo by Kim Cattrall as Samantha in the season finale. Season 2 of Bel-Air comes to Showmax with two episodes on 24 July 2023, which reimagines the beloved The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air through a new dramatic take on Will's complicated journey from the streets of West Philadelphia to the gated mansions of Bel-Air. Also having dropped on the 24th of July for the kids, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish has come to Showmax on as of 24 July. And remember, Showmax is available to you if you have a premium subscription at no extra cost. But if you have any other package, it comes at half the cost. You just add it to your bill. So at the end of the month, you don't have to say, okay, I've got to pay for Showmax. You can just pay for both at the same time. It's just that easy. It's, you know, seamless. It just gets done. Yep. And that's that. Got any cool ideas, tips, questions, or even just want to say hi? Well, just go to DStv Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it is at DStv Zimbabwe. Remember to keep checking there for social media, and as far as the social media platforms, for awesome content and competitions. We always have competitions, exciting ones. You can also tag me with the hashtag DStv Pod. My Twitter account, is the X account. Yeah. It's no longer Twitter, it's called X now. At Kwirirai, Kwirirai. If you're not on social media, just email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. And that also includes who you would like to have us interview on the next show. What would you like me to talk about? Or who would you like me to talk about? What are questions you'd like to get answered? And all that sort of thing. Drop us a line on those contracts. Yes, I like to use that. Classic line, drop us a line, and get and stay connected to DStv. And as I say, from where I come from, I see Luisa Sevenza. My name is Larry Quiradai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now, and thanks so much for listening.